This will be the 37th year for Texada Island Sandcastle Weekend, which kicks off Saturday, July 15, with a parade. The Sandcastle Sculpture Competition starts on Sunday, July 16, in Gillies Bay at low tide. Texada Island is host to one of the only sandcastle events in BC that is still held on the ocean at a beach. This year's festivities are bittersweet for the Texada community because of the loss of longtime island resident Elaine Bolotin. Bolotin and her husband organized the Texada Island Sandcastle Weekend for 15 years. She was also an active volunteer and dedicated community member. Texada Island resident Warren Killand had some words to say about his friend. An excerpt. Elaine was your friend, community leader, and extreme volunteer. It is safe to say that our friend, Elaine Marla Bolotin, was the most selfless, caring and wonderful person any of us have ever known, continued the written message. Elaine is a loss to the whole of Texada Island. Even if you do not know her, she has affected your life. Killen said that people are invited to stop by the farmer's market area in Gillies Bay to see a memorial concrete table that has been installed in honor of Bolotin. Killand is also a BC Ferries Advisory Committee member for Texada, and has stepped up to be one of the main organizers of the event this year, along with many other volunteers. Both Saturday and Sunday will feature an information booth with Texada hand-dyed t-shirts, said Killand. There will also be raffle tickets, a kids' zone, the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 232 Beer Garden, and music, surrounding the ball field in Gillies Bay. Saturday at dusk, with festivities moved over to Shelter Point Regional Park, hundreds of moonbags bearing personal wishes will float out on the rising tide, and then the night will wrap up with a professional light show. Sunday starts with a church service at 8 a.m., on the beach at Shelter Point, said Killand. Then the sand sculpture competition begins at 10 a.m. We invite all ages to come down, move some sand and vie for the top prizes in our age-based categories, with the top three teams in each category winning cash prizes, he added. The public gets to be the judge of the winners by wandering the beach, eyeing the sculptures and then voting for their favorite sandcastle masterpiece. Killand mentioned that if sand artistry isn't for everyone, there are plenty of other activities to enjoy on Sunday. At Gillies Bay Ballpark there will be a fun dog show that's open to everyone, said Killand. Bring your dog and compete in agility and the costume categories. People are also welcome to just hang out at the beach or park, he added. Sunday festivities conclude at 3:30 p.m. with sand sculpture awards and raffle ticket prizes at the ballpark. The weekend event is a way for our Texada community to get together, said Killand, and for visitors to get to experience the island and what a magical place it is.